The Brad Sessmatt Show, broadcasting live.
Welcome into the Brad Sessmatt Show. Jordan Hamm filling in for the big guy, and we have a ton to get to today. A lot of transfer news, lots of guys in, lots of guys out, who's staying, who's going for both Pac-12 in-state schools. We'll also talk to Michael Fabiano, all things fantasy football. We are approaching the postseason, and it is the final week of the regular season, and there are six teams on the bye. What the heck do you do? Major injuries at the quarterback position, and at what point do you pick up old Brock Purdy on the waiver wire? The Perry Puma legend, Iowa State legend, now seemingly QB1 in San Francisco. So always fun talking to Michael Fabiano. We're brought to you by Desert Financial Credit Union. Desert Financial Credit Union, taking care of you and taking care of your business. And we always appreciate their support. So let's jump into this. A lot to get to. Transfer portal opened yesterday, and it was wild. I was sitting at this desk probably for 4 hours, just chugging along, you know, writing stories, checking in on updates, talking to people that, trying to get information and that sort of thing. And it was just absolutely wild. I saw over 600 players in the portal, or excuse me, 6,000 in the portal. Just a crazy amount that have come in, and a lot of people changing teams, looking for new homes, maybe trying to leverage NIL. It's absolutely wild. So for ASU, quite a few players put their name into the portal. And I'd say most of them were not a surprise. You look at Paul Tyson and Anthony Cooper last week announced they were going to enter their names. Jace Feely, kicker, he entered his name. He was in a highly contested competition going into the season to be the kicker. Carter Brown beat him out, and Carter had a really good season as a true freshman. So makes sense that Jace is looking elsewhere. Ladarius Henderson, this might be the one surprise, sort of. But team captain, a guy that has been along that offensive line, really important piece to Arizona State, both culturally and, on the field as well. His production was really big. It wasn't a surprise in the sense that he had committed to the East-West Shrine Bowl, which is a postseason bowl game for those going into the NFL draft. So he was committed to that. He can withdraw his name, and no harm, no foul. And I think if he wasn't injured the second half of the season, he probably would have gone to the NFL. So we'll see where he's going. Heard some rumblings about that in previous days. And then Omar Norman Lott, defensive lineman. This was a guy that put his name in the portal last year, only to withdraw it. But a big part of that was Robert Rodriguez, the defensive line coach at Arizona State. He's no longer here. So I think that makes sense as well. And then Daniel Ngata put his name in the portal. Running back who I feel like just every time he touched the ball, good things happened. The only issue with his tenure at ASU was he was playing behind Rachaad White for 2 years, and then he was playing behind X Valade, just two really seasoned guys. One's in the NFL, one's going to be in the NFL. And Daniel never really got that shot to be the featured back, aside from the bowl game last year. So it makes sense why he's looking for other opportunities right now. For ASU, bringing in transfers, Tristan Monday is a big get. He was over at Wisconsin for a year. Saguaro Sabercat, tremendous outside linebacker, defensive end. It kind of depended on the scheme where he was going to play. What I have heard is he will be a defensive end. And it sounds like it was a really quick and seamless process. He entered his name in the portal, a couple of phone calls, boom, done. Like, it's easy to, and very, very seamless. So that is a very good get, and an early get. And I don't think he will be the only Arizona bounce back for ASU and for U of A. Quite a few guys, Brandon Buckner, Bram Walden over at up in Oregon both put their names in the portal. Jacob Conover, Mikey Keen. I know I'm going to be missing a couple of guys, but some Arizona guys. Izzy Benjamin, running back at Saguaro, got his Harvard degree in 3 years and now has 3 years of eligibility remaining. So, and then on U of A side, quite a few contributors on the defensive side, some big time starters. Jackson Turner, the leading tackler, has entered his name in the portal. And then Dorian Singer, wide receiver. We saw him over at Pinnacle for a year. He was a walk on at U of A, earned his spot, then led the Pac-12 in receiving yards last year. So big time capabilities. And you look at that three-headed monster that U of A had at the wide receiver position last year, one of them is gone, potentially two was going to be gone, but Jacob Cowing announced last night he is coming back to U of A. So that is a huge win in that respect. Tough to lose Singer, who was quickly offered by Utah and ASU. And that could be interesting if he just makes the ride up the I-10 and goes and plays for ASU. But a huge win to get Jacob Cowing back. That was day one, guys. This is going to be a wild couple of weeks. And I think, Jed Fish talked about major turnover in the roster for one more season, one more offseason. Kenny Dillingham has talked about attacking the portal and building this up. So I think there are going to be a ton of moves for both of these programs. So a lot of chaos there, a lot of chaos in the fantasy football season as well. Coming up next, we have Michael Fabiano on the Brad Sesmat Show. Excited to talk to him about all things fantasy football. Welcome back to the Brad Sesmat Show. Jordan Hamm here filling in for the big guy. And we are approaching the postseason for the NFL, but also for fantasy season. And that means Michael Fabiano joins us, senior fantasy analyst for Sports Illustrated. And Michael, a lot of big performances, some underachieving, some big buys this week. So plenty to get to. But wanted to start off with a potential injury and what that looks like for Lamar Jackson moving forward. If you're an owner of him, how do you navigate that, and who might be some guys to look out for that could be a good replacement?
Terrible timing. I mean, let's be honest, Lamar Jackson hasn't been great this season, right? He's one of many quarterbacks we were hoping and expecting to put up good numbers who really haven't overall. So Tyler Huntley is going to be the first guy that comes to mind in most leagues. He's a running quarterback, similar to Lamar. Pittsburgh this week, I think he is a good replacement. If Jared Goff is floating around on the waiver wire, he's a good option. He's been really good at home. Vikings should be a high-scoring game. Mike White's been good 2 weeks in a row. I don't love the matchup against Buffalo. I'd probably prefer Jared Goff, but Mike White also an option. I'm not going the Brock Purdy route. Not yet. Unless I'm in a 2QB or Superflex league, I'm not going there.
And that leads right into my next question. Jimmy G out has been a very efficient, especially fantasy quarterback this year. What does his loss mean to teams with him? And then at what point, you mentioned the Superflex leagues, at what point, what do you need to see out of Brock Purdy or whoever may come in to replace him that you look at a 49er quarterback?
You have six teams on a bye. I'm looking at him this week in a 2QB league. Like, he's going to be starting in Superflex leagues this week. There's no doubt about it. Matchup's not great against Tampa Bay, but if you don't have a really good high-end flex player that's a non-quarterback, typically you want to go with a quarterback there, although this season's been a little bit different. But this is the NFL schedule makers really kicked us in the collective pills, let's put it that way, because we've got the playoffs next week, and guys like Jonathan Taylor are not going to play this week because of the bye. Not that Alvin Kamara is good anymore, but you're not going to have him either. He's in most starting lineups despite not playing very well. So it's rough. And so a guy like Purdy is going to be thrown sort of into the fire, not only by the Niners, but for fantasy managers in multi-quarterback leagues. And I don't know that this means a massive downgrade for anybody in San Francisco. Christian McCaffrey, maybe it is good for him, right? Mm-hmm. Because he is a pass-catching running back. Last week had a big game. Purdy checks down. He'll check down to McCaffrey without Elijah Mitchell. Does it hurt Debo? And does it hurt Ayuk? I mean, on the surface, yeah. But I don't want to write anybody off anymore, right? Like, it was so easy in the past to think, it's a backup quarterback. He's going to suck. Really? I mean, like, look at some of the good quarterbacks that we've seen this year good quarterbacks, in air quotes, who have been bad. Russell Wilson, Matthew Stafford, Lamar hasn't been great, Brady hasn't been great, Aaron Rodgers. Like, the list is long. So I'm not going to write off anybody, you know, at this point. It's tough to start a guy like Purdy, but you have to do what you have to do at this point. Quarterbacks become a pretty tough position to fill. And then rounding out the Niners, I mean, George Kittle, what's he had, two or three good games all year? So I don't know that it helps or hurts his value at all because he hasn't been great to begin with.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned some of these tight ends. It's been thin this year. I think that Nightmare. Could be that could be an understatement there. And also plenty of high value guys either now hurt or on buys. If you're just trying to scrounge together some points, making that playoff push, like you said, who jumps out to you that might be on waiver wires?
Hunter Henry, Cardinals this week. They're awful against tight ends. Awful. 10 guys have scored 10 or more points against them at that position. We're going into week 14. So do the math, high percentage. And Greg Dulcich may have been dropped after a couple of bad games. You could potentially get him. Evan Engram had a good game last week. He was a really good streamer. He's got Tennessee this week. Daniel Bellinger, maybe. It's horrible. Like, think about the tight ends we don't have, right? This week, we have no Waller. We have, obviously, no Pitts. No Goddard, no Ertz, David Njoku's hurt. Hell, even Hayden Hurst isn't available to us this week. Like, it's brutal, man. It's so bad. And if you don't, I mean, even, like, let's be honest, Mark Andrews has not been great lately. He's not been. Kelsey had a stinker last week. Kelsey's awesome. He's the best guy by a mile at that position. But even Andrews hasn't been good. But so you're really, like, at this point, you're targeting anybody who plays the Cardinals. And even, like, I'll give an example. So Seattle is one of the worst teams in the league against tight ends. One of the worst. Which Carolina tight end are you going to play against them? Ian Thomas? I mean, like, am I going to trust him? Mm-hmm. Probably not. So even this week, it's rough. It's rough when you look at the matchups. But Hunter Henry is a guy that comes to mind.
And wrapping things up, we hear more about your Dallas Cowboys and Odell Beckham Jr. If he gets signed, is he a possibility to be on a roster if you're making a playoff push? And when do you think he could potentially be ready?
I don't think he's going to make a fantasy impact, to be quite honest with you. If you look at the quotes from Jerry Jones doesn't even know that he's healthy enough to come back and contribute now. So, like, as a Cowboys fan, would I like to have him? Sure, if I'm going to get him cheap. And I don't think he'll make an impact in the regular season. Like, I don't know what his health status is. He won't work out for teams. Like, really? Like, I mean, I want to see something on Instagram where you're running and you look like you're healthy, right? I mean, like, there's nothing. So, I don't think he's going to make a fantasy impact. Will people pick him up because he's Odell Beckham Jr.? Yeah. But I kind of think this is more of a move for the Cowboys in the postseason. And we all know fantasy ends after week 17 in most leagues. So if he signs with the Cowboys, would I go out and pick him up, like rush to pick him up? No, I wouldn't. Because I don't know what his health is. He's got to gain a rapport with Dak Prescott. And even last year when he played for the Rams in the regular season, like, he had like two or three good games, but he averaged like 10 points a game. I mean, that's not great. It's okay. I mean, if for a wide receiver three in fantasy, but I think that's his ceiling. Mm-hmm. And I'm not rushing to pick him up. I'm just not. The guy's had two ACL reconstructions, you know, in the last 3 years. I'm just not rushing out to go out and pick him up. I hope he's good for Dak in fantasy. I think this is more of a move the Cowboys are thinking playoffs. And this is a team that's on the fast track to the playoffs. So I just don't think Odell Beckham Jr. is going to come out and make an impact that will be worthy of starting in fantasy. Mm-hmm. Aside from anybody getting hurt at wide receiver in Dallas, let's not put that out into the universe. I just don't see it. Mm-hmm.
Michael Fabiano, there's a reason I call you the best in the business. Appreciate the time and the insight as always.
You got it, my friend.